This week's parasha, Parashas Chukas, starts off with the parasha of Paraduma, and then it has the Misa of Miriam. Miriam Hanaviah dies, and it says after Miriam Hanaviah died, they lost the Be'er, because Bezchus Miriam, all the years of the Midbar, they had water. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayivayu Bnei Yisrael, this is Perek Chav, Vayivayu Bnei Yisrael, Kol Eida Midbar Tzin, Bechayish HaRishon, Vayeshavam Bekadesh, Vatamash Amirim Bekavasham. Then it says, Lohayimayim La'edav Yikala Moshe V'Haran, they didn't have any water. And they all gathered on Moshe V'Haran, and they said, where's our water? We're going to die in the Midbar from thirst. So Hashem says, tells Moshe, Kaches HaMate, take the stick, V'Hakel Sa'edah, Atavar Nechichav, V'Dibartim El'Asela, and talk to the cellar, Le'inayim, V'Nosa Meimim, and give water. And Moshe took the mata, and he gathered the whole Klal Yisrael, and he said, Shimono HaMayrim, Amin HaSela, Azeh Neitzi L'Chemayim, Vayara Moshe as Yodai, Moshe picked up his hand, Vayaches HaSela B'Mateo Pamayim, 2 times, Vayetzu Mayim Rabim, Vatesh Da'amu B'Iram. And then it says the next passage, V'Yem HaShem HaMoshe V'L'Aroin, Yan Lo Yaman Tabi Lak Dishen, Le'im Bnei Yisrael, L'Chem L'Shavi Yosakol, Hazeh La'oretz Asher Nasati Lahem, Heima Mei Meriva, Asherom Bnei Yisrael Hashem. So the parasha of Mei Meriva, where the Yidin did not have water to drink, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin to take the matah and go talk to the Sela and tell the Sela to give out water, tell the stone to give out water. And Moshe and Aaron went to gather the Gantz Klal Yisrael, and he said, Shimono HaMayrim, who's angry at them, you shoot them, what do you think, I'm going to get water from here? And Lamaisa, he hits the Sela, he hits the rock, and water comes out. And Hashem says, because of this, we're not Mekadoshim Shemayim, you will not be going into Eretz Yisrael. You will not be Zeicha to bring the Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. And the Shal is exactly what is the Chet of Mei Meriva. The Arachayim HaKadosh here has 11 different Pshatim in the Chet. But Rashi learns that the Chet was that he was supposed to talk to the Sela and tell the Sela, give out water. And instead of talking to the Sela, he hit the stone with a stick and water came out. And that was Oynish, because the Klal Yisrael would have seen that he has the Koyach and to tell a rock what to do, and the rock listens to him. So that would have been a big kiddush Hashem. And now he had to hit the rock. And therefore, because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu got a terrible punishment. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron got a terrible punishment. They will not be bringing the Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. They will die in the Midbar. And the Shaila is, this is not the first time the Yidin didn't have water. We had in Parashas Beshalach, where there it says in the parasha that they also, the Yisrael Merfidim, and they came, and they didn't have water to drink. As it says in Parashat B'Shalach, Perek Yitzayin, it says, "Vayisu kol adas bnei Yisrael midbar sin l'maseim al pi Hashem v'yachnu berefidim ve'ein mayim lishtos am." There was no water there. This is in Parashat B'Shalach. And it says also, the Yidin fought them with Moshe and said, "Who's going to give us water?" And there Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hinni oimid l'fenecha sham al atzur b'chayra v'kisa b'atzur v'yetzu menu mayim v'shos am." Hit the rock. There it says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to the rock and hit the rock and water will come out. And Moshe did that way and they all drank from that rock. And the shaila is, why there did Hashem say to hit the rock? And here in this week's parasha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to the rock. What is the difference between Parashas Beshalach and here in Parashas Chukas? There the mitzvah of Hashem was to hit the rock. And here, the mitzvah was to talk to the rock, and because Moshe Rabbeinu did not listen, and he did not talk to the rock, he hit the rock, he got a terrible einish. So the truth is, there's an interesting medrash, Medrash Tachuma, Medrash Yalkut Shemayni, that talks about this Shiloh, and says, what is the difference between the two parashas, Parashas B'Shalach and here? And he says, like this, the original lotion of the medrash. The medrash says like this, V'dibartim al ha'sela. It says, talk to the sela. V'kisim le'nema. Don't say to hit the sela. Omalei, Hashem said, Keshanar katon, when the nar is young, Rabbi makeo malamdoi. When the nar is little, you give him a makeh, you hit him to teach him. Kimin shehigdil, b'dibra m'yasroi. Once he gets older, then you could talk to him. Kacham akaris baruch l'mayisha, kusher yisela zek katon, hekisa. That's what says hekisa b'tzur. Aval achshav v'dibartim al ha'sela. Shana Allah Perak Echad, learn a Perak Mishnayis, Vahu Moitzi Mayim Minasela, and it'll be Moitzi Mayim Minasela. So I heard from Rav Shimon Oster Zatzal, and I saw it also a little bit of Elia Baruch. This is also a drasha for the Nachas David, it's also the Ashach Kaddish. They say Pshara is like this, that the Parashas B'Shalach was in Refidim. That was Koidim Matan Torah, the full Matan Torah. And even more, it says Refidim was Sharafu Atzma Matan Torah, which Rav Eliyahu Baruch teaches it was the full Kabbalah's Torah. It was Rafu Atzma from Kabbalah's Torah, but they were not in the Matziv of Torah. When you're not a Matziv of Torah, the only way to get something from a rock is to hit the rock. Because you're not shoiled on the Bria so much before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, then already you're not a Nar anymore, you're a Gadol. After Matan Torah, you're on a different level. And when we are on a different level, we have the Koyach, we have the Shalot over the Bria, and we change the Teva, we can even talk the rock, and the rock will give out water. And this is the Lashon in the Sefer Ikrim. Hitaka says, like this, a Lashon like this, in the Sefer Ikrim, Shepam HaRashoyin Adai Linitna HaTorah, V'loy Hoyo HaTeva Meshubad Yishol Kokach. Av Achsha V'shnas HaRaboim, in the 40th year, Ruimim Shiyas Lam Neis, V'shiyichna HaTeva HaPlein V'dibur Shamay Shabavad. There's a big Yisoy there, that after Matan Torah, we are Shalit, we are Shalit Al HaBriya, we are in control of the Briya. And therefore, you don't have to hit the rock. Talking to the rock alone can bring out water. A similar idea we find in Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parashat B'Shalach as well, that he asks, that we find the Gemara by Pinchas Ben Yair, he had Kriyas Yamsov very easily. And we, on the other hand, here in Parashat B'Shalach was a whole big deal to Kriyas Yamsov. What's the difference? So, Ayin Shom, but Teich HaDvar of the Aruch Chaim says like this. He says, Okay, tonight zeh b'chlal tanoim shehisna Hashem al kol maaseh bereishis lias kafufim l'toira v'amaleha v'lasers kosh yigzru aleim u'mshalat aleim u'mshalas abayrei. The reason why after Matan Torah wasn't such a big deal to Kriyas Yamsov, because once you have Kabbalah's Torah, once you have Limud HaTorah, then you are shoylet on the Bria, and whatever you want could be done. And that was the chait here in the Mei Meriva. The chait was that Moshe Rabbeinu should talk to the rock and show the Klal Yisrael the koyach haTorah. Ain't school like a Torah. There's no koyach like a Torah. Someone learns Torah, he's shalat al briya. He could be zeicha to all different Yeshuas just by learning the Torah. The Torah is shleika derech haTeva. We could change the Teva with the Torah, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to teach Yidden. Talk to the seller. We're after Matan Torah. We're on a higher level, and that is the difference between this parasha and parasha B'Shalach. Parasha B'Shalach was before Matan Torah. And before Matan Torah, they didn't have the koyach over the Bria. Mashenken, after Matan Torah, they had the koyach, and therefore talking to the rock would have been sufficient. And since Moshe Rabbeinu did not show this to Klal Yisrael, on his level, that was a major chait, and therefore, he was not let into Eretz Yisrael, like a Shabbos.